One of the certainties probably, though, has been the transportation funding at an extremely low level during this school year. How are you dealing with that particularly?
What we've been doing is holding back on bus replacement, at least we did this year, and we've been spending down our fund balance. We have a couple of $100,000 in cash in the transportation fund right now, and we go through about $35,000 a month here at West Prairie. So it's a significant expense and one that's going to be ongoing. I sincerely believe that the General Assembly must think we can pull a rabbit out of our hat here to provide transportation that they require us to provide. I just don't know what their thinking is. Perhaps this is more of a downstate issue. I'm not sure. We certainly don't have public transportation available for our kids like they do in major metropolitan areas. So this is something that is really leaving downstate superintendents scratching our heads. I don't know what their thinking is. I don't know why they zero in on transportation. It doesn't make any sense to us.
It sounds like with your reserve in the transportation fund, you could make it probably to the end of this school year, fiscal year. But next year, that obviously you won't have that money in the transportation fund to rely on. So next year, are you going to have to go to the legislature and say, look, we can't do this?
Well, we're going to do that regardless. We will make our position known to our legislators, and I'm sure that our local legislators hear us loud and clear. They see the need for extensive and expensive transportation in rural areas particularly. So I know that they know what our problem is. That's not an issue. The General Assembly as a whole, however, may or may not understand that. I couldn't say, and I certainly don't know what the governor's thinking is here. When our transportation gets down to a certain point in terms of our cash on hand, I think our board will have to make some decision about where to get some money to move into that fund. And, you know, we can move money into the transportation funds from other funds. But, of course, that's going to affect other areas. We probably, at this point, would look at our building fund, our operation and maintenance fund, and say, well, maybe we can move some money out of that into transportation at this point. The last place I want to go to get money is out of our education fund, because it has a direct and immediate impact on the instruction that we provide to students. Our school district's not unique in this respect. I know that all of our neighbors here in Western Illinois, and I suspect everywhere around the state, outside the metropolitan areas, are scratching our heads and asking the same questions. Yeah, we're gonna continue to acquire school buses. We just have to, because we're not going to send kids out on buses that are less than 100% about the need to acquire one or two buses in the next fiscal year.
And that's a must do. You're going to have to buy one or two next year, or at least some.
Well, yeah, and one of the things we've been looking at is whether or not to go with new buses or the used buses that we've been getting. We've decided to standardize our fleet on one make of bus with one particular brand of engine in it, and because of the relative differences in maintenance costs associated with the different bus options. But we can't decide whether it's to our advantage to buy new or to buy used. And the used buses we get typically come with 25 to 35,000 miles on them. So in the grand scheme of things, they're pretty fresh. But we do give up that, you know, that first year's worth of newness, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing that you might scratch your head over when you're looking at replacing an automobile, new or used.